We are learning Masech Tazuma Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Nogimel and Beis. We saw that there's a machlokes in the Gemara, and we're being right from the Mishnah one way, that if what happened to the Aron, was it Nignaz by Yoshiyahu? He put it in the place under the Kodesh Kodashim as a place to hide the Aron, or it was taken away with the Rishaim, they sent it to Babel. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer brought a pasuk, that it's a raya. Rabbi Eliezer brings a raya from there that it was sent to Babel. Rabbi Shimon Yechai also, according to the Brisa, holds it went to Babel from a different pasuk, lo yivaser dava. And Rudi Malaka says, Aram of Kaim and Nignas. So Gemara says now that Ula argues and holds Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai did not hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai held that it was taken Nignas of Kaim like Rudi Malaka. That's the Gemara is going to say now. Upliga the Ula. So Amma Ula. Shaul Rab Ula said over like this. Shaul Rab Masi ben Charash and Shimon ben Yechai. Rab Masi ben Charash asked Rab Shimon ben Yechai b'Remi while they were in Rome. This is after the Churban Abayis. V'chim Yachar, he asked him, V'chim Yachar Shrab Yezer v'Lamadenu Pam Rishon v'Shnia Orin Gol Abavel. Since Rab Yezer taught us already twice from two Pesukim that the Orin went to Babel, what do you hold? Now we are two Pesukim, Rab Yezer said. We only have one Pasuk. The Pasuk of Tshuva Sashana Shaul HaMelech Nevuchadnezzar. So Gemara explains, that's the pasuk we just said over, and Shnia, the other pasuk, another pasuk says the chsiv. It says in the pasuk in Eicha, vayetze v'basir in kol hadara. And what are we dash the word hadara? My kol hadara, chadara. We dash in hey is interchangeable with ches, and chadara means v'chadrei chadarim, which means things that are hidden, which is the aron. We learn from that pasuk v'yeitze mebasi, and kol hadara means the aron, the second pasuk. So Rav Masi Mechara told Shem Mechai, he relates us two psukim that's a rayatim that went to Babel. Agav, the Marsha has a kasha that the pasuk v'yeitze mebasi and kol hadara, why didn't you say the word hadara means the aron? The aron is the hadar from Klal Yisrael, so why did you change it to chadara? He asked Shakashi, Vlam Shver. Al kaponim, according to Ula, Masi ben Charash asked Rav Shimon ben Yechai, why don't you agree to Rav Eliezer? So he answered, Rav Shimon ben Yechai answered, Amaloi, Shani Oyim, because I say Aron Mekayim Nignaz. It was Mekayim Nignaz. The Aron was hidden in its place. Shanaim, this is the Pasuk. By Yerichu Abad, this is Pasuk by Malachim, when they put the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shlomo HaMelech, the first place of Mekdosh, this is the Pasuk, Vayirichu Abadim, Vayiro Rosh Abadim, and HaKodesh HaPnei HaDvir, V'lo Yiro HaChutzo, Vayiu Shom Ad HaYom HaZeh. So in that Pasuk, you see, it's still there, Amalei, like the Gemara speaks out, Amalei Rabba Lula, my Mashma, what do you see in that Pasuk that it was hidden in its place? The Chsiv, Vayishom Ad HaYom HaZeh. It says, Vayishom Ad HaYom HaZeh. So first of all, I'm saying, you see that Ula argues on the Brisa. The Brisa says that Rav Shimon ben Yechai holds like Rabbi Yezer, that went to Babel. According to Ula, Rav Shimon ben Yechai actually argued Rabbi Yezer in hell that the Aron was Nignaz b'Mekaymai, and the pasuk that Ula uses to bring that explains Rav Shimon ben Yechai's shita is this pasuk that says v'hi u'sham ad yemarzeh. Break the Gemara kasha. V'chol heicha deksiv ad yemarzeh lo ilmu. Anytime it says in the pasuk ad yemarzeh, that means lo ilam. V'chsiv, it says in the pasuk about the Bnei Biyamin, v'esayivusi yoyishev Yerushalayim lo hirishu Bnei Biyamin. They didn't send them out. They didn't get rid of them when they moved into Yerushalayim. V'yeshev ayivusi es Bnei Biyamin, which means with the Bnei Biyamin, Yerushalayim ad yemarzeh. Until this day, the Yavusim lived together with Bnei Biyamin in Yerushalayim. Hakinami legal, you tell me the Bnei Biyamin is still living there? V'atanya unta b'raisa. I'm going to show from a b'raisa that for 52 years, Yerushalayim was desolate. V'atanya yehuda emer, chamishim eshtayim shana. For 52 years, lo yavar ish b'Yehuda. No one passed through, not a person passed through Yehuda. Because the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, the Pasuk says, Al shenama, al ha'horim esa b'chi v'nehi, v'al na'ois midbar kina, ki nitzu m'bli oiver, lo yishomu kol mikne mo'if ha'shemayim v'ad b'hema, no to do halachu. The Pasuk says there was no one there, not an ish, not a behema, not an oif, no one. And we learn from the gematria word behema but gematria, chamish mishtayim avo. It was 52 years no one was there. And Rashi explains the cheshbon, because when Yoyakim was the king, that is when the Nebuchadnezzar attacked Yerushalayim. It's 18 years before the Churban already. Nebuchadnezzar pulled himself into Yerushalayim and attacked Yerushalayim. And 18 years later was the Churban Beis Hamikdash. 52 years after that was 70 years from Kibbutz Yoyakim. And according to Rashi, 70 years from Kibbutz Yoyakim is when some Yidden went back to Eretz Yisrael to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't work out, but some people went back. Al Kapanim, you see, the 52 years, it was empty. So how can you say, Ad HaYom HaZeh means forever, if they weren't there forever. And another Raya, V'tai V'Yisrael, Sheva Shalom V'Skayim V'Gofus Melech Beretz Yisrael. For 7 years, was Mekayim the Pasuk, a Gofus Melech Sreifa Kol Atzo, which says in the Tzavim about the Yidden of the Du'a Veris, there will be sulfur and hail that will destroy Eretz Yisrael. It was for 7 years. How do you know that? My time, Rabbi Yasi. Where's Rabbi Yasi Makarfa? Asya bris bris. Ksiv hacha. It says in the pasuk, Higbir bris the rabbim shua echad, that the bris was attacked the rabbim for 7 years. Ksiv hacha. Yerim al shalosvus bris Hashem. Like Rabbi Yasi, Loshon bris also bris bris. So they also see that if there was sulfur and there was hail, it was like Sedayim for 7 years in Yerushalayim. Obviously, no one lived there. Same type of idea. No one could live there for 7 years. Not the whole. What?
The whole Eretz
Yisrael.
The whole
Eretz Yisrael
for 7 years.
This it was in Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't the whole Eretz. It was a called Eretz Yisrael. It was in Eretz Yisrael. Bit Eretz Yisrael. It was in the area of the Churban. That makes sense. That's where it was. That's where the Churban was. So it makes sense. That's where it was. That the Churban of Bikes. It makes sense, I guess. That's another raya. There's two rayas here that there was no one here that was destroyed. So Akapanim, Hekaseva Hishem Emazah means forever. So Zakta Gemara, Amalei, no, it's different. In the Pasuk of Vesbnei B'yamin, it says, don't say the word Sham. Masha Einkein, by the Pasuk that Rab Shimon Mechai, Ula said, Rab Shimon Mechai brought raya to, from the Aror, and it says, Vayu Sham Adayem Hazah. So there it's different. Omalei Hacha Ksiv Sham. By the Aror, and it says Sham. Hosom like Ksiv Sham. So if it says Sham, that means, that Taka means forever. Right, the Gemara, that's not true either. Vayu Ksiv Sham Loilamu, Meisve Asra Kashom. From a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, it says that the Bnei Shimon, later on, after Shaul tried to kill all Amalekim and didn't kill all Amalekim, later on, the Bnei Shimon came and took care of the job. It says in the Pasuk, Muhammad Bnei Shimon, Hochul Har Seir, Anoshim Chamesh Meis, Har Seir is a place where the Amalekim were. Take 500 men, Upaltio, Nari, Rufa, Vazio, Bnei Yishi, Bereisham, and took the general with all the soldiers. Vayaku Esh Eris HaPleita La'amalek. Vayeshu Sham Adi Yemezeh. And it's still there to this day. And the Gemara says it's not true. V'kvar Allah Sancheir Melech Ashur, the Sancheir Melech Ashur already came and destroyed all the nations. Ubilu Kol Ha'aratzos. He already mixed up all the Aratzos. Like the Pasuk says, Shneamar, Va'osir Gevulos Amon, which means he moved all the borders of all the nations. Va'sodiseyem Shaisasti. And he, all their rules and all their laws, he destroyed, so there was no such thing. So where's this tiyufta? It's taka shver, and ula's makar from Shimon Mechai, taka is not a raya. Akapadim, but what comes out is that so far we have two clear pshatim in the Tanoim. What happened to the Arim? Either it was taken to Bavel, that's Rabbi Eliezer's shita, and according to the Brisa, it's Shimon Mechai's shita also. And you had Rabbi Yehuda's shita, or the Gersa of Yehuda Lakish, his shita was that it was Nignaz bim Kaimai. It was Nigdas Makaymai, that's his Makar. So now the Gemara will bring a third Shita, and this Shita will sound very familiar because we had an Arichas about it in Masechta Shkol. Amar Rav Nachman, Tana, we lived in a Braisa, Vacham Oimrim, Oroin Belishkas Dira Eitzim Hayagonus, that the Oroin was hidden in the Dira Eitzim. The Dira Eitzim is one of the four Lishkas that were in the Ezros Noshim. If you picture the Beis HaMikdash, before you got to the Azara, before Shari Nikner, there was the Ezes Noshim. Ezes Noshim was a rectangle, and each corner, or a square, and each corner was a Lishka. The first corner to the left was Lishka Zanazirim. To the right was Lishka Zaitzim. To the front right was Lishka Zanazirim. And to the front left was the Lishka where you kept the Shemin and the Melech. So Lishka Zaitzim was the first one where you walked the Ezes Noshim to the right. And that's where the Aron was hidden. We really have a first Mishnah in Shkolim like that. The Mishnah says like this: Ma'is of a Koyin Echashem is Asik, the one of a Koyin that was busy working. He saw the floor tile was a little different than the other ones. Uva, he ran running, but there's Chaver, and he went to tell his friend, "Look, I know where the Aron is." Well, Hispik Ligmar is Hadavar. He didn't finish saying Asher Yotza Neshmasai until he died. They knew now for sure Shasham Aron Gonus. That says in the Mishnah. Now the moral question is, Ma'av Ovid, what was he doing in that room that he saw the tile was Mashonah? Like, what happened? He was playing around with his hammer and it fell on the floor and he realized that one of the tiles are a little hollow or they're moved. And he realized something was going on there. That's one pshat. The Gemara is another pshat. Tana, the bear of Ishmael, snake out of Bali Mumon, and Meslim, the Eitzim. The two Bali Mumon who were working with the, to take the worms out of the Eitzim, and this is the Kardumish Achamem, and the Kardim, the axe, the hand, the handle of the axe separated from the metal, the Nafla Shaman fell there, the Yatsa Eish, and the Eish came out of Achas, and it burnt it right up. So they knew that something under that tile was different. And he went running and tell someone, and that's why he died. Now it's a big shayla, why Taka was Yichayev Misa. So some say is because, what? Right, only one of them went running to tell someone else. That's why he died. This Eish V'Achlas doesn't mean him, it means the Kardim, yeah. But the reason why he got on is he went to run and tell someone. So the first Akasha is that if everyone knew it was Mishkos Eitzim, so what was he saying? What was he saying wrong? Teretz didn't know exactly where it was, so he was telling them exactly where it is. That's why he died. Some say because he was playing around with his Kardim. Misasi V'Kardumi, Rashi says, Schoik V'Til, he was just playing around, and that was the Taina. So upon him. Those are the different pshatim here that we have, where the Oren is to this day. This is the final, we have three Mahalchim, either it was taken to Babel, or it was in the Lishkos Ha'itzim, or it was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, under the Makom Ma'or. Now, Yehuda Rami, Yehuda has a stira. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, this is talking about by second, first Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech builds the first Beis HaMikdash, says, Ve'richo Abadim, they lengthened the Badim, Ve'yiro Rosh Abadim, Min HaKodesh HaPnei HaDvir. The Badim were visible from the Heichal, below Yiro Achutza, but it wasn't visible Achutza. So the question is, it's Shikol Stira. Rav Yehuda Rami, Ksiv in the same Pasuk, Ve'yiro Rosh Abadim, that the Rosh Abadim were visible, Ve'ksiv lo Yiro Achutza, you couldn't see it out. So what's the pshat? Okay, it's nirve nirin. You could see it, but you couldn't see it. What does that mean? Like the Brashi says, Taina Mahachi, by your Rosh Yevadim Yochalo, you were Zazim Mekayimam. They didn't be married. They didn't lengthen it to push it towards the Preichus. Tamlein by Richo Avadim. They did pull it towards the Preichus. Yochal Yim Mekarim a Preichus that will rip through the Preichus. V'yaitzim Tamlein v'lo Yiro. You won't see it. Achutza. Okay, so what's the case? Doichkin uboltim. It was pushing into the parayches. V'yoytzim parayches, and we looked from outside the parayches. You saw two things popping out. V'nirin kishnei dadi isha. It looked like two dadim of a lady. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, tzerar hamar doidi li bein shoda yolin. Between the shoda yolin, that's where the shchin is between the two badim. Actually, the Mashal says the words Bein Shaddai is the same letters as Shnei Badei. If you look at it, the same word Shnei Badei is Bein Shaddai. Akapadim, between the two Badim are like the two Shaddaiim, and that is where the Shechina rested, and you saw that sticking out. So I will see this in the Gemara a little later on, but here I'll speak out what I want to speak out the other day. So what's going on? Where was the Aron? The first base of Mikdash or the second base of Mikdash? The first base of Mikdash. If it's in the first base of Mikdash, where's the Aparaychus? There's a wall there. Teretz is, we'll see the Gemara later on, that there was an entrance in the middle of the wall, Amatraxon, and there was a preichus there. There was a preichus. In the middle, there was a preichus. There was a door, but there was a preichus covering that door. So that's how you saw the bottom sticking out. So the other day, at Akasha, how do you get, what? So it must be the door is a little wider, or there was an opening also, besides the preichus, there was maybe an opening on the side of the Amatraxon also, huh?
So
there was a door also b'tzafin at the end, and they walked into the. That's how they got into the Kodesh Kodashim. But there was a preichus in the middle. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says later on. It's clear. There's a preichus in the middle. And so here. Now the question was, how did you get in between the badim if the preichus was touching the wall? So we said, if it's a wall, how do you get in? So the Ma'aseh, if he's there, it's very gushmak. You push the preichus out and you go in. Ah, you can tell me I'm crazy. You push the preichus. I found that the sefta is in Perik Beis. A Mishnah Yud Aleph. It says like this, unbelievable Tsefta. It says, Mehal the smiley my parech that's Megillah Aroin, Vidokhav is a parechis b'masnav. It's a Tsefta. Vidokhav is a parechis b'masnav. With your loins, you push out the parechis, Vidnosan Amachta ben Ben is about the Mitzvah Sakhdar is Gavichalam. Unbelievable. Mamish is a Tsefta to answer my Kasha. So all those who try to answer my Kasha Shkoyach, but that's the real answer, the Chaira. From the Tesefta of Docha, it says, Mastav Docha was a terrorist. Unbelievable. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Omarav. What?
Where was the wall?
Between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadosh.
Where was the Preface?
In the middle of the wall. In the middle of the wall. Picture a little opening door. What? With Aaron is.
If somebody was standing, the Kohen was standing in the Kodesh HaKadosh.
In the Kodesh HaKadosh or in the Heichel?
What? Or it's in the wall in the Preface or the other way around?
It's the wall.
No, it's one wall. One wall. It was in an opening. An opening of the wall. No, it was the parekas are connected to the badim. Like the badim stuck through it, right?
Right, and then the wall's on the other side of the
badim. No. It's one wall. Okay. So the Gemara. So the Gemara says, right like this. Omar Rav Katina. B'shosho Yisrael Oyle Regal. When Klal Yisrael went to the Eilu Regal and was Megalim Lehemes HaPareches, he used to open up this little Pareches, Umarim Lehemes HaKruvim, show him the Kruvim, show him Urim Zev Zev, because the Pareches was connected to the Kruvim. There was a wall between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in the middle of the wall, you picture, let's say, a wall with a door in the middle. Instead of a door, it was a Pareches right in the middle, and they used to open up that Pareches, and that's how they saw the Kruvim. Umarim Lehemes HaKruvim, show him Urim Zev Bezev. They were hugging each other. Va'imim Lehem, and they tell Klal Yisrael, Ruchi Baskam Frey Amokim, look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, Kichiv HaZachim HaKeva. So that's what they used to do when the Oil of Regis to open up the Pareches to show everyone the Kruvim. We know a pasuk, the last pasuk of Parashat Bamidbar, it says that when they came to wrap up the kelim in order to carry it in the midbar, they weren't allowed to see it. They had to wrap it up so no one should be able to see it. You shouldn't see the kelim when you cover them up. So how are you allowed to see the kelim here? You show the kans klai, you show the kruvim. How are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to look at them. So what's going on here? You show gans klai, you show the kruvim. The kahanim couldn't even see it. Rav Nachman, the Torah is like this. Moshe l'kala, kolzman she vezaviyah, kolzman she's still home, she just has erisin, she's just engaged, she just has kedushin, she's still with vezaviyah, she's snua baila, she's embarrassed of her husband still, and she's snua. Kimin she's boss of once she moves to her husband's house, ain't it snua baila. She's not so embarrassed from her husband. And the same thing here, while they were in the midbar, they're still together, erisin, together, engaged, so therefore you couldn't look at the kalim. But now that they were in the first place of mikdash already, it was like a marriage, they were allowed to see the kalim. If that's true in the first place of mikdash, you're allowed to see something. It says the kohen was busy with his hammer, and he, by mistake, saw the tile, and he died. So you see, very careful not to see anything. Amalei, no, that's the second Beis HaMikdash, after it was hidden. And that's worse, why? Because Neskarsha, Kamris, they was already divorced already. Neskarsha, even if Neskarsha and you get remarried, so Chazra, it's pretty much Kasha, Neskarsha, Chazra, L'Chivasa Rishayna. Neskarsha, even if you get remarried and you go back, it's like the Chivasa Rishayna, same level as Erisin. They're not so comfortable with each other. They're not so comfortable with each other, they go back to the first level, and that's why this Kohen Nesuah died.